Blog Talk Radio.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. I seek refuge, protection with Allah from Satan, the rejected, accursed enemy. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. With Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. Today is October 7th, 2022. And you can tune in to the Nur Allah Islamic Center's online Juma. For the first 30 minutes, we will play chapter 18 of the Quran, and maybe 25 minutes, and then we will hear the first call to prayer. And at 2 p.m., inshallah, which is about 30 minutes from now, we will begin the actual sermon, the actual kutbah. Thank you for tuning in. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful.
الحمد لله الذي أنزل على عبده الكتاب ولم يجعل له عوجا.
Praise be to Allah, who hath revealed the scripture unto his slave and hath not placed therein any crookedness.
قيما لينذر بأسا شديدا من لدن ويبشر المؤمنين الذين يعملون الصالحات أن لهم أجرا حسنا.
But hath made it straight to give warning of stern punishment from him and to bring unto the believers who do good works the news that theirs will be a fair reward.
ماكثين فيه أبدا.
Wherein they will abide forever.
وينذر الذين قالوا اتخذ الله ولدا.
And to warn those who say, Allah hath chosen a son.
ما لهم به من علم ولا لآبائهم كبرت كلمة تخرج من أفواههم إن يقولون إلا كذبا.
A thing whereof they have no knowledge, nor had their fathers. Dreadful is the word that cometh out of their mouths. They speak naught but a lie.
فلعلك باخع نفسك على آثارهم إن لم يؤمنوا بهذا الحديث أسفا.
Yet it may be, if they believe not in this statement, that thou Muhammad wilt torment thy soul with grief over their footsteps.
إنا جعلنا ما على الأرض زينة لها لنبلوهم أيهم أحسن عملا.
Lo, we have placed all that is in the earth as an ornament thereof, that we may try them, which of them is best in conduct.
وَإِنَّا لَجَاعِلُونَ مَا عَلَيْهَا صَعِيدًا جُرُزًا.
And lo, we shall make all that is therein a barren mound.
أَمْ حَسِبْتَ أَنَّ أَصْحَابَ الْكَهْفِ وَالرَّقِيمِ كَانُوا مِنْ آيَاتِنَا عَجَبًا.
Or deemest thou that the people of the cave and the inscription are a wonder among our portents?
إِذْ أَوَى الْفِتْيَةُ إِلَى الْكَهْفِ فَقَالُوا رَبَّنَا آتِنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً فَقَالُوا رَبَّنَا آتِنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً وَهَيِّئْ لَنَا مِنْ أَمْرِنَا رَشَدًا.
When the young men fled for refuge to the cave and said, Our Lord, give us mercy from thy presence and shape for us right conduct in our plight.
فَضَرَبْنَا عَلَىٰ آذَانِهِمْ فِي الْكَهْفِ سِنِينَ عَدَدًا.
Then we sealed up their hearing in the cave for a number of years. And afterward we raised them up, that we might know which of the two parties would best calculate the time that they had tarried.
نحن نقص عليك نبأهم بالحق إنهم فتية آمنوا بربهم وزدناهم هدى.
We narrate unto thee their story with truth. Lo, they were young men who believed in their Lord, and we increased them in guidance.
وَرَبَطْنَا عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ إِذْ قَامُوا فَقَالُوا رَبُّنَا رَبُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ لَن نَدْعُوَ مِن دُونِهِ إِلَٰهًا لَقَدْ قُلْنَا إِذًا شَطَطًا.
And we made firm their hearts when they stood forth and said, Our Lord is the Lord of the heavens and the earth. We cry unto no God beside him, for then should we utter an enormity.
فمن أظلم ممن افترى على الله كذبا.
These are people have chosen other gods beside him, though they bring no clear warrant vouchsafed to them. And who doth greater wrong than he who inventeth a lie concerning Allah?
وإذ اعتزلتموهم وما يعبدون إلا الله فأووا إلى الكهف ينشر لكم ربكم من رحمته ويهيئ لكم من أمركم مرفقا.
And when ye withdraw from them and that which they worship except Allah, then seek refuge in the cave. Your Lord will spread for you of His mercy and will prepare for you a pillow in your plight.
وَتَرَى الشَّمْسَ إِذَا طَلَعَتْ تَزَاوَرُ عَنْ كَهْفِهِمْ ذَاتَ الْيَمِينِ وَإِذَا غَرَبَتْ تَقْرِضُهُمْ ذَاتَ الشِّمَالِ وَهُمْ فِي فَجْوَةٍ مِنْ ذَلِكَ مِنْ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ مَنْ يَهْدِ اللَّهُ فَهُوَ الْمُهْتَدِ وَمَنْ يُضْلِلْ فَلَنْ تَجِدَ لَهُ وَلِيًّا مُرْشِدًا.
And thou mightest have seen the sun when it rose move away from their cave to the right, and when it set, go past them on the left, and they were in the cleft thereof. That was one of the portents of Allah. He whom Allah guideth, he indeed is led aright, and he whom he sendeth astray, for him thou wilt not find a guiding friend.
وتحسبهم أيقاظا وهم رقود ونقلبهم ذات اليمين وذات الشمال وكلبهم باسط ذراعيه بالوصيد لو اطلعت عليهم لوليت منهم فرارا ولملئت منهم رعبا.
And thou wouldst have deemed them waking though they were asleep, and we caused them to turn over to the right and the left, and their dog stretching out his paws on the threshold. If thou hadst observed them closely, thou hadst assuredly turned away from them in flight, and hadst been filled with awe of them.
وَكَذَلِكَ بَعَثْنَاهُمْ لِيَتَسَاءَلُوا بَيْنَهُمْ قَالَ قَائِلٌ مِّنْهُمْ كَمْ لَبِثْتُمْ قَالُوا لَبِثْنَا يَوْمًا أَوْ بَعْضَ يَوْمٍ قالوا ربكم أعلم بما لبثتم فبعثوا أحدكم بورقكم هذه إلى المدينة فلينظر أيها أزكى طعاما فليأتكم برزق منه وليتلطف ولا يشعرن بكم أحدا.
And in like manner we awakened them that they might question one another. A speaker from among them said, How long have ye tarried? They said, We have tarried a day or some part of a day. Others said, Your Lord best knoweth what ye have tarried. Now send one of you with this your silver coin unto the city, and let him see what food is purest there, and bring you a supply thereof. Let him be courteous, and let no man know of you.
إنهم إن يظهروا عليكم يرجموكم أو يعيدوكم في ملتهم ولن تفلحوا إذا أبدا.
For they, if they should come to know of you, will stone you or turn you back to their religion, then ye will never prosper.
وكذلك أعثرنا عليهم ليعلموا أن وعد الله حق وأن الساعة لا ريب فيها إذ يتنازعون بينهم أمرهم فقالوا بنوا عليهم بنيانا ربهم أعلم بهم قال الذين غلبوا على أمرهم لنتخذن عليهم مسجدا.
And in like manner we disclosed them to the people of the city that they might know that the promise of Allah is true and that as for the hour there's no doubt concerning it. When the people of the city disputed of their case among themselves, they said, Build over them a building, their Lord knoweth best concerning them. Those who won their point said, We verily shall build a place of worship over them.
سيقولون ثلاثة رابعهم كلبهم ويقولون خمسة سادسهم كلبهم رجما بالغيب ويقولون سبعة وثامنهم كلبهم قل ربي أعلم بعدتهم ما يعلمهم إلا قليل فلا تمار فيهم إلا مراء ظاهرا ولا تستفت فيهم منهم أحدا.
Some will say, They were three, their dog the fourth, and some say five, their dog the sixth, guessing at random, and some say seven and their dog the eighth. Say, O Muhammad, my Lord is best aware of their number. None knoweth them save a few. So contend not concerning them except with an outward contending, and ask not any of them to pronounce concerning them.
ولا تقولن لشيء إني فاعل ذلك غدا إلا أن يشاء الله واذكر ربك إذا نسيت وقل عسى أن يهديني ربي لأقرب من هذا رشدا.
And say not of anything, lo, I shall do that tomorrow, except if Allah will. And remember thy Lord when thou forgettest, and say, it may be that my Lord guideth me unto a nearer way of truth than this. And it is said, they tarried in their cave 300 years and add 9.
قُلِ اللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا لَبِثُوا لَهُ غَيْبُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ أَبْصِرْ بِهِ وَأَسْمِعْ مَا لَهُمْ مِنْ دُونِهِ مِنْ وَلِيٍّ وَلَا يُشْرِكُ فِي حُكْمِهِ أَحَدًا.
Say, Allah is best aware how long they tarried. His is the invisible of the heavens and the earth. How clear of sight is He, and keen of hearing. They have no protecting friend beside Him, and He maketh none to share in His government.
واتل ما أوحي إليك من كتاب ربك لا مبدل لكلماته ولن تجد من دونه ملتحدا.
And recite that which hath been revealed unto thee of the scripture of thy Lord. There is none who can change his words, and thou wilt find no refuge beside him.
واصبر نفسك مع الذين يدعون ربهم بالغداة والعشي يريدون وجهه ولا تعد عيناك عنهم تريد زينة الحياة الدنيا ولا تطع من أغفلنا قلبه عن ذكرنا واتبع هواه وكان أمره فرطا.
Restrain thyself along with those who cry unto their Lord at morn and evening, seeking His countenance. And let not thine eyes overlook them, desiring the pomp of the life of the world, and obey not him whose heart we have made heedless of our remembrance, who followeth his own lust, and whose case hath been abandoned.
وَقُلِ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ فَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيُؤْمِنْ وَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيَكْفُرْ. إِنَّا أَعْتَدْنَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ نَارًا أَحَاطَ بِهِمْ سُرَادِقُهَا وَإِنْ يَسْتَغِيثُوا يُغَاثُوا بِمَاءٍ كَالْمُهْلِ يَشْوِي الْوُجُوهِ بِئْسَ الشَّرَابُ وَسَاءَتْ مُرْتَفَقًا.
Say, it is the truth from the Lord of you all, then whosoever will, let him believe, and whosoever will, let him disbelieve. Lo, we have prepared for disbelievers fire. Its tent encloseth them. If they ask for showers, they'll be showered with water like the molten lead, which burneth the faces, calamitous the drink, and ill the resting place.
إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات إنا لا نضيع أجر من أحسن عملا.
Lo, as for those who believe and do good works, lo, we suffer not the reward of one whose work is goodly to be lost.
أولئك لهم جنات عدن تجري من تحتهم الأنهار يحلون فيها من أساور من ذهب ويلبسون ثيابا خضرا من سندس وإستبرق متكئين فيها على الأرائك نعم الثواب وحسنت مرتفقا.
As for such, theirs will be gardens of Eden, wherein rivers flow beneath them. Therein they will be given armlets of gold, and will wear green robes of finest silk and gold embroidery, reclining upon thrones therein. Blessed the reward, and fair the resting place.
واضرب لهم مثل الرجلين جعلنا لأحدهما جنتين من أعناب وحففناهما بنخل وجعلنا بينهما زرعا.
Coin for them a similitude, two men, unto one of whom we had assigned two gardens of grapes, and we had surrounded both with date palms, and had put between them tillage.
كلتا الجنتين آتت أكلها ولم تظلم منه شيئا وفجرنا خلالهما نهرا.
Each of the gardens gave its fruit and withheld naught thereof, and we caused a river to gush forth therein.
وَكَانَ لَهُ ثَمَرٌ فَقَالَ لِصَاحِبِهِ وَهُوَ يُحَاوِرُهُ أَنَا أَكْثَرُ مِنْكَ مَالًا وَأَعَزُّ نَفَرًا.
And he had fruit, and he said unto his comrade, when he spake with him, I am more than thee in wealth and stronger in respect of men.
ودخل جنته وهو ظالم لنفسه قال ما أظن أن تبيد هذه أبدا.
And he went into his garden while he thus wronged himself. He said, I think not that all this will ever perish.
وما أظن الساعة قائمة ولئن رددت إلى ربي لأجدن خيرا منها منقلبا.
I think not that the hour will ever come, and if indeed I am brought back unto my Lord, I surely shall find better than this as a resort.
قال له صاحبه وهو يحاوره أكفرت بالذي خلقك من تراب ثم من نطفة أكفرت بالذي خلقك من تراب ثم من نطفة ثم سواك رجلا.
And his comrade, when he thus spake with him, exclaimed, Disbelievest thou in him who created thee of dust, then of a drop of seed, and then fashioned thee a man? But he is Allah, my Lord, and I ascribe unto my Lord no partner.
ولولا إذ دخلت جنتك قلت ما شاء الله لا قوة إلا بالله لا قوة إلا بالله إن ترني أنا أقل منك مالا وولدا.
If only when thou enteredst thy garden thou hadst said, That which Allah willeth will come to pass. There's no strength save in Allah, though thou seest me as less than thee in wealth and children.
فعسى ربي أن يؤتيني خيرا من جنتك ويرسل عليها حسبانا من السماء فتصبح صعيدا زلقا.
Yet it may be that my Lord will give me better than thy garden and will send on it a bolt from heaven, and some morning it will be a smooth hillside.
أو يصبح ماؤها غورا فلن تستطيع له طلبا.
Or some morning the water thereof will be lost in the earth, so that thou canst not make search for it.
وأحيط بثمره فأصبح يقلب كفيه على ما أنفق فيها وهي خاوية على عروشها ويقول يا ليتني لم أشرك بربي أحدا.
And his fruit was beset with destruction. Then began he to wring his hands for all that he had spent upon it, when now it was all ruined on its trellises, and to say, Would that I had ascribed no partner to my Lord.
ولم تكن له فئة ينصرونه من دون الله وما كان منتصرا.
And he had no troop of men to help him as against Allah, nor could he save himself.
هنالك الولاية لله الحق هو خير ثوابا وخير عقبا.
In this case is protection only from Allah the true. He is best for reward and best for consequence.
واضرب لهم مثل الحياة الدنيا كماء أنزلناه من السماء فاختلط به نبات الأرض فأصبح هشيما تذروه الرياح وكان الله على كل شيء مقتدرا.
And coin for them the similitude of the life of the world, as water which we send down from the sky, and the vegetation of the earth mingleth with it, and then becometh dry twigs that the winds scatter. Allah is able to do all things.
المال والبنون زينة الحياة الدنيا والباقيات الصالحات خير عند ربك ثوابا وخير أملا.
Wealth and children are an ornament of life of the world, but the good deeds which endure are better in thy Lord's sight for reward, and better in respect of hope.
ويوم نسير الجبال وترى الأرض بارزة وحشرناهم فلم نغادر منهم أحدا.
And bethink you of the day when we remove the hills and ye see the earth emerging and we gather them together so as to leave not one of them behind.
وعرضوا على ربك صفا لقد جئتمونا كما خلقناكم أول مرة بل زعمتم ألن نجعل لكم موعدا.
And they are set before thy Lord in ranks, and it is said unto them, Now verily have ye come unto us, as we created you at the first. But ye thought that we had set no tryst for you.
وَوُضِعَ الْكِتَابُ فَتَرَى الْمُجْرِمِينَ مُشْفِقِينَ مِمَّا فِيهِ وَيَقُولُونَ يَا وَيْلَتَنَا مَا لِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ لَا يُغَادِرُ صَغِيرَةً وَلَا كَبِيرَةً إِلَّا أَحْصَاهَا وَوَجَدُوا مَا عَمِلُوا حَاضِرًا وَلَا يَظْلِمُ رَبُّكَ أَحَدًا.
And the book is placed, and thou seest the guilty fearful of that which is therein, and they say, What kind of a book is this that leaveth not a small thing, nor a great thing, but hath counted it? And they find all that they did confronting them, and thy Lord wrongeth no one.
وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ كَانَ مِنَ الْجِنِّ فَفَسَقَ عَنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّهِ أَفَتَتَّخِذُونَهُ وَذُرِّيَّتَهُ أَوْلِيَاءَ مِنْ دُونِي وَهُمْ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌّ بِئْسَ لِلظَّالِمِينَ بَدَلًا.
And remember, when we said unto the angels, Fall prostrate before Adam, and they fell prostrate, all save Iblis. He was of the jinn, so he rebelled against his Lord's command. Will ye choose him and his seed for your protecting friends instead of me, when they are an enemy unto you? Calamitous is the exchange for evildoers.
ما أشهدتهم خلق السماوات والأرض ولا خلق أنفسهم وما كنت متخذ المضلين عضدا.
I made them not to witness the creation of the heavens and the earth, nor their own creation, nor choose I misleaders for my helpers.
وَيَوْمَ يَقُولُ نَادُوا شُرَكَائِيَ الَّذِينَ زَعَمْتُمْ فَدَعَوْهُمْ فَلَمْ يَسْتَجِيبُوا لَهُمْ وَجَعَلْنَا بَيْنَهُمْ مَوْبِقًا.
And be mindful of the day when he will say, Call those partners of mine whom ye pretended. Then they will cry unto them, but they will not hear their prayer, and we shall set a gulf of doom between them.
وَرَأَى الْمُجْرِمُونَ النَّارَ فَظَنُّوا أَنَّهُمْ مُوَاقِعُوهَا وَلَمْ يَجِدُوا عَنْهَا مَصْرِفًا.
And the guilty behold the fire, and know that they are about to fall therein, and they find no way of escape then.
وَلَقَدْ صَرَّفْنَا فِي هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ لِلنَّاسِ مِنْ كُلِّ مَثَلٍ وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ أَكْثَرَ شَيْءٍ جَدَلًا.
And verily we have displayed for mankind in this Quran all manner of similitudes, but man is more than anything contentious.
وَمَا مَنَعَ النَّاسَ أَن يُؤْمِنُوا إِذْ جَاءَهُمُ الْهُدَى وَيَسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّهُمْ إِلَّا أَن تَأْتِيَهُمْ سُنَّةُ الْأَوَّلِينَ أَوْ يَأْتِيَهُمُ الْعَذَابُ قُبُلًا.
And naught hindereth mankind from believing when the guidance cometh unto them, and from asking forgiveness of their Lord, unless it be that they wish that the judgment of the men of old should come upon them, or that they should be confronted with the doom.
وَمَا نُرْسِلُ الْمُرْسَلِينَ إِلَّا مُبَشِّرِينَ وَمُنذِرِينَ وَيُجَادِلُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِالْبَاطِلِ لِيُدْحِضُوا بِهِ الْحَقَّ وَاتَّخَذُوا آيَاتِي وَمَا أُنذِرُوا هُزُوًا.
We send not the messengers save as bearers of good news and warners. Those who disbelieve contend with falsehood in order to refute the truth thereby, and they take our revelations and that wherewith they are threatened as a jest.
وَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنْ ذُكِّرَ بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِ فَأَعْرَضَ عَنْهَا وَنَسِيَ مَا قَدَّمَتْ يَدَاهُ إِنَّا جَعَلْنَا عَلَى قُلُوبِهِمْ أَكِنَّةً أَنْ يَفْقَهُوهُ وَفِي آذَانِهِمْ وَقْرًا وإن تدعهم إلى الهدى فلن يهتدوا إذا أبدا.
And who doth greater wrong than he who hath been reminded of the revelations of his Lord, yet turneth away from them and forgetteth what his hands send forward to the judgment? Lo, on their hearts we have placed covering so that they understand not, and in their ears a deafness. And though thou call them to the guidance, in that case they can never be led aright.
وربك الغفور ذو الرحمة لو يؤاخذهم بما كسبوا لعجل لهم العذاب بل لهم موعد لن يجدوا من دونه موئلا.
Thy Lord is the forgiver, full of mercy.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على السلام حي على السلام حي على السلام حي على الصليب الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
لا
Surah 18, Al-Kahf, The Cave. In the name of Allah, the Most Merciful, the Most Compassionate. Praise be to Allah, who has revealed to His servant the book devoid of all crookedness, an unerringly straight book meant to warn of a stern punishment from Allah and to proclaim to those who believe and work righteous deeds the tiding that there shall be a good reward, wherein they shall abide forever, and also to warn those who say Allah has taken to Himself a son, a thing about which they have no knowledge, neither they nor their ancestors. Dreadful is the word that comes out of their mouths. What they utter is merely a lie. O Muhammad, if they do not believe in this message, you will perhaps torment yourself to death with grief, sorrowing over them. Surely, we have made all that is on the earth an embellishment for it in order to test people as to whom of them is better in conduct. In the ultimate, we shall reduce all that is on the earth to a barren plain. Do you think that the people of the cave and the inscription were one of our wondrous signs? When those youths sought refuge in the cave and said, Our Lord, grant us mercy from yourself and provide for us rectitude in our affairs. We lulled them to sleep in that cave for a number of years, and then roused them so that we might see which of the two parties could best tell the length of their stay. We narrate to you their true story. They were a party of young men who had faith in their Lord, and we increased them in guidance and strengthened their hearts when they stood up and proclaimed, Our Lord is the Lord of the heavens and the earth. We shall call upon no other God beside Him, for if we did so, we shall be uttering a blasphemy. Then they conferred among themselves and said, These men, our own people, have taken others as gods beside Him. Why do they not bring any clear evidence that they indeed are gods? Who can be more unjust than he who foists a lie on Allah? And now that you have disassociated yourselves from them and from whatever they worship beside Allah, go and seek refuge in the cave. Your Lord will extend His mercy to you and will provide for you the means for the disposal of your affairs. Had you seen them in the cave, it would have appeared to you that when the sun rose, it moved away from their cave to the right, and when it set, it turned away from them to the left while they remained in a spacious hollow in the cave. This is one of the signs of Allah, Whomsoever Allah guides, he alone is led aright. And whomsoever Allah lets go astray, you will find for him no guardian to direct him. On seeing them, you would fancy them to be awake, though they were asleep. And we caused them to turn their sides to their right and to their left, and their dog sat stretching out its forelegs on the threshold of the cave. Had you looked upon them, you would have certainly fled away from them, their sight filling you with terror. Likewise, we roused them in a miraculous way that they might question one another. One of them asked,
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah.
We thank Allah for Jummah, the time of collection, the time of coming together. Yes, alhamdulillah. Coming together as believers. We look forward to this day. I know I do. Some of you, I won't see you till next week. That's too long. That's too long. A very popular Hadith quote, the phrase, the paradise is at the feet of the Muslim. We are told in the Quran, in chapter 31, ayah 14, Allah tells us that we have enjoined all mankind to be good to his parents. It says, وَالْوَاسِينَ الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدِيَا حَمَلَتُ أُمُّهُ وَنَعَ إِلَّا وَاسِينَ. And we have enjoined on mankind to be good. His parents. Travail upon travail. And it's just saying, in weakness upon weakness. His mother did bear him. Yes. In years twain, or 2 year period, was his weakness. Here's the command. Show gratitude to me. This is all up to you. Show gratitude to me and to your parents. To me, it's your final goal. To me, it's the final goal. So we have some concepts here. From Hadith, right? From Quran. You say Quran first. Before Hadith. You got to get out of that second book. Before Hadith, there may be a Quran. The Hadith, maybe Quran. No. Quran, then the Hadith got to be aligned with Quran. Yes. So the best Hadith is Quran. Yes. But in this Hadith, Mawiyya ibn Jahima, he asked, he gave a report. But Jahima came to Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and said, yeah, Rasulullah, yeah, Messenger of God, I intend to join the expedition, and I'll seek your counsel. Rasulullah said to him, do you have a mother? Do you have a mother? He said, no. He said, yes, I have a mother. He said, then stay with her for paradise. Jannat is under the feet of the mother, Ummahati. Paradise is under the feet of the mother. This young man wanted to go to battle. He wanted to go to war. He wanted to defend the call for truth. But for whatever reason, it's say, for this young man, the prophet said, you can forgive him, mother. He said, yes. In Al-Islam, we are obligated to greatly respect all of our mothers. Yes? All of our mothers. All of them. Beginning, yes, the mother dear who gave us the, yes, that's the first mother, right? That's the obvious mother that we know of, right? Birth us, nurture us. All of our mothers, all of the mother nature. When it says paradise lies at the feet of the mother, and it's kind of in the plural sense, we got to look at all the mothers. And we begin with the most obvious one, right? Mama did. But our neighborhood, it's one of our mothers. It's called community. Yeah. Our schools that taught us, gave us education, is also another mother. And she is called Alma Mater. Alma means our. Mater means mother. But when it comes to giving a reverence to the womb that bore you, our Islamic community is our mother too. We call her Ummah. Ummah. Our language that we speak is our mother. She's called mother tongue. Yes. Our planet Earth is our mother. What do you call her? Mother Earth. So what's the common thread to all these mothers? Any womb, the mother has a womb, right? Any womb that properly contains or confines us so that we may develop according to the will and the plan of Allah. That's our mother. Be it mama, dear mama, be it community. In fact, when we came along, a community raised you. Your physical mama and daddy had you nowhere around. And the news would get back home before you got home because your big mama and told little mama. The community was a womb. It contained us to the point of where we would go somewhere. They said, well, where you from? You're not from this mama. You're not from this community. So any womb that contains, it confines, it restricts. It may be kicking in the womb, right? But it's shaping it. And why is it doing that? For discipline. You can't go wild and do what you want to do. If I let you out of here like that, you ain't going to make it out there. They can put you in another, this mother here we don't like, called prison. And the guy's got a saying in prison. They say, brother, during this time, you can make this prison your womb for birth and development or your tomb for your death. It's up to you what you're going to do. That's why they call some prisons reformers. You were formed at first in your mama. You were formed a second time in your neighborhood. You formed again in your school. They say you ain't got a right. You're criminal. They take you out to the reform church. I have a brother's telling me, they say, I ain't want to go to prison, but it saved my life. They tell you that very often. So the womb will confine you, contain us, until we develop according to the will and the plan of Allah. Because once it develops us to its maturity, it will push us out. How many of y'all have pushed put on your door by your mom, 18, 19? Hey, boy, what you going to do? I'm telling you, you got a choice. College, army, get your own place, but you can't stay here. Because he had reached his point of maturity. You got to go. The role of the father, that he may dispense or leave or plant his seed in the womb, but the life and the growth of that seed is entrusted to the mother. Meanwhile, Allah says, and reverence him in the womb that bore you. It's the Adahan, right? The family ties. And even in the verse that gets read, the mother is highlighted. Because paradise ain't at the feet of the father. However, if the father educates two potential mothers, I know they have daughters, so they're going to be mothers one day. Now, daddy, paradise is not at your feet, but you can educate something for you. She educate two potential mothers. Then you can earn your paradise. But the mother, she ain't got to earn the paradise. All she got to do is just keep it. Very important, though. Just by the fact she's a mother, she got paradise at her feet. Oh, I mean, she has it. But she got to keep it. A lot of times it's up to us as men, Palamona, the men, to make it easy for her to keep her paradise. We don't understand that no more. What's the movie with Denzel Washington in it? He's rubbish, man. I can't think of it right now. But he shows that when he came home, and guys, what did they do? Gave the wife the whole paycheck. And then she, in her estimation, would turn around and give him the allowance. You know, lost that. There's a lot of wisdom in that. She understands it's wrong. That's how it's supposed to be done. That you are the maintainer. You keep it right. You give it up. And the Quran says, and don't make a fuss. It's interesting. It says, don't make a big fuss over what you give to your wife. Give it to her. Now, if I told you that under that tree was a pot of gold, where would you go? You make a beeline right for the tree, right? And here Allah is telling us, paradise at the feet of the mother. Where should we be going? We should do all we can to aid and support that. So paradise, sisters, is at your feet. But don't blow up, sisters. Look at the big head now. But now, also, there are a lot. I shouldn't say a lot. That's the big word, right? But there's a bunch of them. A bunch of chauvinistic men. Men who think, and I read it in some of the books, men who are Muslim, who have written in books, who think the male is closer to Allah. I'll tell you why they say it. Because they don't have menstrual cycles. Because they say the woman, she can't pray and fast during the menstruation. Therefore, we get them more salat than the female. We get them more days of Ramadan than the female. Maybe that's why they got to tell us, paradise is on your feet. You think you all this? You're not. You're not. What is Jannah? Paradise. And we always have to address concepts that's dominant in our society. We are product of the American society. And though we Muslims, new Muslims, converted Muslims, we still in a Christian dominated environment. You know, for example, I just had a birthday the other day, right? I said, how old are you? And I said, on which calendar? I'm this age. On the Muslim calendar, I'm 2 years old. So I had a birthday this weekend, last week. Because it takes 33 years, right? That's what it's like, right? 33 years, one cycle. So, yeah. I entered into the third cycle. So I had on year. Yeah. So if that's the case for our thinking, you know, we don't think Shakespeare. Tell him. We think Gregorian. Tell him. So if that's true for that, we're even getting on vacation. We say, well, we go on vacation according to days that were set by Christians. Right? And so we're going to begin to calculate, and we got to wrestle with the boss sometime to get off on Juma, or for the Eid. Okay? I say, why are you not eating? You know, you can't tell them the truth. The truth is, we make a business. It's not. Fasting is for Allah, not for you. Because since you asked, you open the door for dawah, I'm going to do it. So we live in a society and we recognize the weather, right? It's chilly today, put on long sleeves, right? And you recognize the weather and you just call it to the weather. If you know it's the ball, you can put on coat. Well, if that's true for weather, it's true also for the thinking in the society. You got to dress mentally, morally, and spiritually according to the conditions you're in. So back to my point, when we say paradise, we got to take and look inside, like take your thoughts and put them in front of you, right, so to speak, and say, I was raised in a Christian or as a Christian or in a Christian society, and it to me this idea of paradise. I got to now turn around and see, what does Allah say about paradise? And then do the comparison, where there's a similarity, I would accept it. And where there's a difference, I have to reject that and do what Allah says in the Quran.
And when Allah says paradise, one of the key things when it says that that's who Baina, he said, come in here, my workers, Ibadi, right? Come in here, those who have been working. As the man has to work at the Kalamuna to maintain his wife, right? Or you have to work at being a Muslim. It's something that amazing man's religion. You're the only. Is there no one died for me here? Yeah, you. Died of your ignorance? Died of your guilt? Died of your bad habits? Yeah, then you be resurrected. No, I will smile through it for me. You're in the wrong religion, buddy. You got to work here. This is a working man's religion. And Allah says, it is the worker that will enter to the paradise. This is a quote from Imam Muhammad. He says, now, Jannati, God's garden of paradise. Here's the question. What is God's garden of paradise? He says, a garden is something that needs cultivating. A garden suggests that care is given it and it is developed. It is cultivated and it has been made beautiful because of the work on it or the work for it. To keep it like that, you have to continue to work. He says, enter you among my workers. It is a garden. You read, remember he explained also, he says, the garden, he said, you are only entering your own garden. Right? It is a garden of your own spiritual creation. You got to work at that. You got to work at that. So there's nobody going to be up there. You need a man back on the couch. And somebody's going to throw a grape into our mouth for a million years. So I could be on clouds floating around with white angels or black angels. It ain't happening. No. So thank Allah for a common sense religion. A common sense religion. I mean, isn't that a mercy? Allah gave you common sense, and then gave you religion compatible with and a boost for your common sense. We got a lot of religions that gave you, God gave you common sense, and they gave you nonsense. They want you to believe it. So Allah for his mercy said, Muhammad, but Allah for his mercy. Allah grant us good in this life, grant us the biggest share of good in the life to come, and protect us from the torment of the So, our mother, our community here is a mother. Right here. Mirror law, as I would say. That's a mother for us. Very important mother. So what are we doing to protect our mother? You know, I mean, even we learned this way back. You know, you see the paper girls in the Bible. Now I'm going to defend my mom. Even if you're right in what you're saying about it, you still got trouble. For no other reason than that's my mama. It ain't yours. It's mine. So on a more positive note, where do we focus our work at? We're workers. I mentioned that before, right? You know, I'm talking about when you work. I don't care who you are, but you know, I got something for you. If I tell you that, I'm telling you the truth. Why would I put you to work? You stopping me from doing my work? we just talk. Why do you do a talk? Keep talking to help us here. Take this. And we think Allah has given us that working spirit. People used to brag about that. They took pride in their work ethic. They wouldn't say a lot, but they took pride in their work ethic. So for our mother, now from our community here,
What are we doing? What can we do? What can we continue to do? How can we, with compassion, encourage others to learn this lesson? To learn this lesson. I recall when I was young, and my auntie, and she worked, they said, "Yeah, boy's gonna learn how to work." You know, and they right out of Alabama too, you know. So, "Yeah, boy's gonna learn how to work." But then when that time when we were working real good, this phrase always stuck with me. "So smart." And I couldn't at the time figure it out, because smart to me was reading the book. But for them, and they were right. If they were right now, you put it into action. Book said, is the work. It's being smart. A lot of people can read a book. And read another book. That's all they do is read books. You say, hey, buddy, that's the 10th book you've done read. When are you going to put it into action? When are you going to make that book become a reality? You sound like that man that was in the master praying all day long and fasting all day long. When are you going to put that prayer and fasting into action? And this thing applies to us here. We got the Quran. We got the life model of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. We got the commentary email to us, Muhammad. We got each other that we can feed off of. That's good. That's excellent. But how do we implement it? To have proof that this book, the Quran, is the book. Don't just say it's the book and don't have a manifestation that it is the book. Don't get saved about super life, the message of Allah, and you don't have in your life, each one of us have in our life, by our conduct, that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yes, and all the blame we have been given, gotta have proof. Proof. Yes. So, alhamdulillah, you believe us. Oh, we got work to do. We got work to do. And told on this note here, we were working on that garden out there, right? Right in the middle of Ramadan. We were working. And, you know, that's a few hours, you know, like the other day. Mouth get dry, you know, and all that. We kept working. And I was looking around, so I said, I didn't know what to say now. I read to myself the same thing. I said, I got to say this all out. I said, don't it sure feel good to be working? And not be working with somebody else on a plantation. Yes. We do this for ourselves. And Prophet Muhammad said, peace be upon him, that no son of Adam enjoyed a meal better than the meal he made with his own two hands. The banner lads is at Kilubanan Day at yesterday tonight. Well, Hubbard and the group of Rock Matan in the church of a hub. Allah, let not our hearts be weak. Now, since you have guided us right, but grant to us from your presence, your mercy, and you're the one that here without mention. Amen. Dr. Thomas, just for us.
Alhamdulillahirrahmanirrahim. Maliki yawmiddin.
إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين واقم وزيتم وترزقين وهذا بلد الأمين لقد طلبنا الإنسان في أحسن تقويم ثم ردناها أسفل سافلين إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات فلهم أجر غير ممنون فما يكاسب فبعث بالدين أليس الله براكمين حاكمين الله أكبر سمع الله لمحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا من الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر وسواس الناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس الله سمي الله محمدا
But it was just this number. But last week,
for a while, anyway. I went by his street face. He got me. And right there, I was by the fourth street right there, 38. Close to 38th street. Just going up on the fourth road, feet across my. I've got one question for you. But I think you put the bush you brought for last month. He waited for this to be different. It was regular. And it's very healthy, too, because it's clean. Did you fry it off? Not fry it off. But it's just clean and fresh. Yeah, you know, I love it. And it's very good. And I highly recommend it that we support it. I'll announce this next Saturday. We're going to do a fish fry right here. Friday fry. We do this right here by the 20th. Yeah, but I want that fish. 22nd. And hopefully the weather will be good. It shouldn't be too bad for myself. Sunday, if you can, tune in to my broadcast so that everybody can tune in and call in. So this will be my 10th anniversary of Voice 19. So if you can call in and just whatever you want to say. I put the number on the video. But, I had a blog post on it. And see this on YouTube. Yeah. You want to see so much of your drive back and stay away from it. That's not. Any more now? Yes, sir. So the one gets off it? Let me come back right now. Listen, you say one thing, right? So what's the main of it? You can say. You know what else? We got for the last 2-3 years. And y'all working on the menu. Are you asking for suggestions? Oh. Are there any questions? Yeah, a little basic this one. Just one small for the security. Just some promotion. Okay, any more now? The alarm, because Mark was shooting, right? Yes, sir. All right. 8 o'clock. Still up, 8 o'clock. Have you heard his album? 7 o'clock. I can't hear you. No. Anybody can come. I mean, it's the community. You have to get a vote on the members on the board to vote. So anybody can come and have a voice. You know, at least we can get a part, some board can put up, they allow opening comments from the community. When the meeting itself keeps going, it keeps getting bogged down with a lot of the comments and kind of restricted. But this is for the community. We've got to show up for ourselves. Salaamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.